But news agencies withdrew it because of concerns it had been manipulated. Kate says she occasionally experiments with editing. Our royal commentator Alistair Bruce says it's been a PR disaster.
Because the monarchy is a constitutional institution, it doesn't wish particularly to get involved in this brand-directed nightmare. As a royal family, there is a role to perform in offering up pictures and keeping everyone informed of what's going on.
Former Tory Deputy Chairman Lee Anderson's defected to right-wing party Reform UK. The Ashfield MP was kicked out of the Conservative Party last month in an Islamophobia row. He's refused to apologise for that and denied being controversial.
Reform UK has offered me the chance to speak out in Parliament on behalf of millions of people up and down the country who feel that they're not being listened to.
Mr. Anderson's previously called Reform leader Richard Tice a pound shop Nigel Farage and warned votes for the party would open the door to Labour. The parents of a two-week-old baby have been remanded in custody, accused of murdering him in hospital. Brendan Stadden died with a suspected skull fracture in Yeovil, Somerset last week. Nottinghamshire police have been put into special measures by the police watchdog. They've been told to urgently produce an improvement plan. The force has faced criticism over its handling of Valdo Calicane, who stabbed three people to death in Nottingham last year. Vinyl records are returning to the basket of goods used to track inflation for the first time in three decades. The Office for National Statistics says there's been a leap in popularity, while pints of Guinness and hand sanitizer are being removed. And a report found both pilots fell asleep for nearly half an hour during a passenger flight over Indonesia. 157 other people were on board when it happened in January. Officials say they woke to find the flight was not on the correct path. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you very much indeed, Chris.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, a rather dull day with drizzle and a top temperature of 10, which is going to be dipping to 6 overnight. And sad to say, it doesn't get much better tomorrow, when we can expect outbreaks of light rain from the off and a high of just 12 degrees. Looking further ahead, Wednesday will be generally cloudy, but sunny intervals are on the cards for Thursday before more outbreaks of light rain moving on Friday. As for temperatures, well, at least they should be on the up, with 14 degrees on Wednesday and 15 on both Thursday and Friday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross.
We have ignition.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life.
my car. Didn't get very far, no. Before I had you on my mind, why be so unkind? You've got your women all around this town. But I was trapped in love with you, and I didn't know what to do. But when I turned on my radio, found out all I needed to know. Check it out. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. Hey, listen up to your local DJ. You better hear what he's got to say.
It's not a problem that I can't fix, cause I can do it in the mix. And if your man gives you trouble just to move out on a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain. Said away goes trouble down the drain.
Well, all right.
Dub time.
Sister Sledge there, and last night a DJ saved my life. I don't think you'll have much chance of my saving your life. Anyway, it's Scott Ross welcoming you to another week and Monday's edition of the 1-2-3 Show. Today I'm going to be joined by Siobhan Pierce, a lady who's had a myriad of careers from children's entertainer to a life in the corporate world, and she's now moved on to Pastors New. And in the second hour, we're going to be hearing why you shouldn't be surprised if in the not-too-distant future, online purchases made in your name are not made by you, but possibly by your refrigerator or some other gadget you've installed. But before all that, of course, I must express my thanks to the award-winning Michelle Ward for the past 3 hours of sensational radio, and Michelle will be returning from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again. But let's hit the road running out right now with Pelican Rocket. New music there from Pelican Rocket, who is a Swedish group, would you believe? And now, just a note to thank everybody from the Brentwood Food Bank, who, of course, are part of the Trussell Trust, and are able to support, due to your help and generosity, 200 local people every week. In fact, no less than 8,925 local people were helped last year. And it's not uncommon for a mother who's not eaten for days so that her children can eat to turn up to the food bank for help. And with energy prices, along with everything else on the up, they really need your urgent and continued support. And by the way, it's not just food they dispense. For example, Christians Against Poverty can provide help with managing debt, and every Wednesday, Peabody are on site to help with housing and benefit difficulties. And with Easter on the horizon, it would be really good if you could follow the lead of Cadbury World, who kindly made a generous donation of mini eggs, and find it in your heart to spare the odd Easter egg or two. And with this in mind, the good people at Hillbury Chaplin have installed an Easter egg bucket at their Shenfield office. Now, getting in touch with the food bank is really easy. Just pick up the phone and dial 01277 224 528. That's a Brentwood number, 01277 224 528. And you can also contact them by email at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Thanks very much for your continued support. Right now it's time for Mel C.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
On 98FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Now, my guest today is Siobhan Pierce, and Siobhan has had an eventful life, I can tell you. She's been a children's entertainer, worked in the corporate world. She's now a writer and poet and public speaker. That's going some, I think you'll agree. So first off, I have to ask, how on earth did you become a children's entertainer in the first place, Siobhan? And I forgot to say welcome to Phoenix FM as well.
Thank you very much. Well, I became a children's entertainer out of desperation. I had at the time twin boys who were age 4, and the day of their party was fast approaching, and I had no idea how to entertain 15 four-year-old boys. And so I came up with the idea of entertaining them myself, and hence I became a children's entertainer called Dolly Daydream.
And how did you start all that?
Well, I started it by entertaining my own children. And then after the party, which actually went quite well, some of the mums came up to me and said, well, would you do that for my child? So I said, yes. And then another mum came up and said, well, would you do that for my son? So I said, yes. And I found out I was doing a lot of free parties, so I decided to launch myself as a professional children's entertainer.
But you went out and got some props for this, did you not?
So I did. So I actually started off going to my local joke shop, right, having a go at some of the tricks.
Yeah.
And I found out I was really bad at the tricks.
Bit like Tommy Cooper.
Very much like Tommy Cooper. I actually pinched the idea from Tommy Cooper. And so I became a female version of Tommy Cooper.
Right.
And the idea was that Dolly Daydream was in a daydream, and hence she got all her tricks wrong.
Right.
And that hopefully would make the children laugh.
And it obviously did.
And it did make the children laugh. Yeah. All the tricks went wrong. I had a friend who lent me her clown costume.
Yeah.
And I found my piece de resistance, which was Ernie the Emu, in my local charity shop. So Ernie the Emu was really the cousin of Rod Hull's emu, if people remember Rod Hull and his very naughty emu. Well, Ernie, I say, is his cousin. And he was a little bit naughty with Dolly Daydream. He used to put a custard pie in her face at the end of the act.
Now, when you talk about Dolly Daydream, are you talking about yourself or the puppet that you've got called Dolly Daydream as well?
So, no, myself, I am Dolly Daydream.
Right.
And I had a whole outfit, which was the image and the character of Dolly Daydream.
Yeah.
I've got various puppets. My star puppet is Ernie the Emu, but there are
right.
others. I have a bear. I used to have a frog. So there were lots of different other puppets. And at one point, I had a little sort of doll puppet called Daisy Daydream.
Right.
So I went through sort of various different puppets various different props in my life as Dolly Daydream.
Now, one of the things that we have to do here is to write up a show page after the programme. And one of the things that we have is pictures, etc. And I tried to look for something like Dolly Daydream online, and I got some very strange results.
I'm sure you did.
Now, how long did you keep this children's entertaining business for, and how many families did you entertain?
Oh gosh, well, I did it for 5 years full on, and then after that I started to taper off a bit. I thoroughly enjoyed it, but it was hard work.
Yeah.
Particularly around Christmas time, where sometimes I'd be doing three parties a day. And I probably, I don't know how many families I entertained, a lot.
And did you notice much difference in the behaviour of the kids and their parents from different housing estates, etc., compared with more affluent families? Because I imagine you ran into a whole mix of people.
Yes, I did, and you're absolutely right. They ranged from people or families living in tiny one-bedroom flats on council or social housing estates, ranging to families who were very affluent and had big houses in the country. And the main difference I found was that the children of the poorer families were more appreciative of Dolly Daydream because they didn't get many treats. The children from affluent families were great, but they had a lot of treats. And the second thing that the children, the poorer families, often stay to watch Dolly Daydream and become involved in the whole party.
Yeah.
The children who came from the more affluent families, often their parents didn't really have time to be involved in the party. They were busy people. So they were the main two differences that I found.
Now, as you say, your sons at the time were around about four when you started this.
That's right.
But obviously they got older. So how did they react to you continuing to do this by the time they... Well, I mean, you said that you've been doing it about 5 years. By the time they reached about nine, how did that go down?
They were not impressed. And they were very embarrassed by Dolly Daydream. And they used to think that I was very sad, and still do.
I can't believe it.
And I think it really stems from the time where, unfortunately, I was running a little bit late to pick them up from the school run.
Yeah.
And I arrived to pick them up from school dressed as Dolly Daydream in full costume and full makeup. They say they've never got over it, and they've had to therapy ever since.
I can understand it. So that is what persuaded you to leave the world of the children's entertainment. And you moved on to what corporate business, I believe?
So I worked predominantly for housing associations. I was what was first of all called a supported housing manager.
Yeah.
So providing accommodation for vulnerable people. And I had big teams of people, big teams of staff that I was responsible for, and a lot of residents that I was responsible for as well.
And how easily did you make the transition?
It was a struggle at first. It felt very strange going to work dressed in normal clothes rather than a clown outfit. And it did take me a while. I found the world to be very serious. I was used to humour. I was used to children having fun. And suddenly I had to be responsible. I had to be serious. I had to write reports.
I love doing that.
And I had to go to a lot of meetings, some of which were incredibly dull.
I fell asleep during one. Now, anyone who's ever been involved in the corporate world will know only too well that circumstances can change overnight if the money dries up. And did this happen to you? And if so, how did you cope with it?
It did, particularly in 2008 when there was the crash. At the time, my sons were at university, and I obviously was keen to get another job as soon as possible. So it was a big shock, and it was a very expensive time.
So what happened?
So basically, what happened was the housing association that I worked for at the time said that they had one job going. They were going to make me redundant, but there was one job going that nobody else really wanted.
Uh-oh. Didn't that raise the alarm bells?
It did, but I was quite desperate.
Yeah.
And so I became what's called a project manager.
There was a super name.
It had a very posh name.
Yeah.
And basically, it was working in Basildon on the Vange Estate.
Yeah.
And the project that they wanted me to oversee was the regeneration, as they called it, of the drains. So
wonderful.
There I was in the middle of Basildon in February, located in a site hut overseeing the drains. But I thoroughly enjoyed it.
You didn't fall down the drain.
I didn't, no.
Now, having recently retired, all that's behind you, and instead you've moved on to speaking. You're a writer, a poet, and you're also involved with Essex Gardens and Trust. So a pretty full life, eh?
It is, yeah. Yeah, I thought when I retired I was going to put my feet up, but
not life, to be.
Life has a way of presenting different opportunities. I've always been interested in writing. I've always done a lot of writing professionally,
yeah.
And when I retired, it's brilliant to be able to write things that I like writing about. So I'm an avid gardener,
yeah.
And so I had the opportunity to become writer-in-residence for Essex Gardens Trust.
Yeah.
So I do that as a volunteer. I'm also a speaker, so I write my speeches.
Yeah.
And I also write poetry and short stories.
Now, the books and the short stories, what sort of stories do you write? Are they thrillers or what?
No, they tend to be ones that have some sort of dilemma. In terms of, I'm very interested in, I think my background in social housing is in social justice. So they tend to have a sort of twist that at the end will have a social justice theme to it.
And the poems, now you've just, I think you just told me earlier on, that you'd just done your first sort of live poetry meeting. How did that go and where was it?
Plucked up my courage to perform at the Hot Box in Chelmsford, where they have a poetry open mic session. So I performed three of my poems there last week. But the type of poetry I write is a full range, ranging from panairs to political rants to poetry about gardens. So I've got quite an eclectic mix of poetry going on.
And will you do the poetry reading again?
I will, yes, yes, I did enjoy it, and it gave me confidence.
Yes.
It's quite a difficult thing to do, because you're actually standing there and performing as yourself, and you're performing your own writing as yourself. So all you poets out there who do performance poetry, hats off to you for your bravery.
Well, look, Siobhan, thank you very much indeed for coming and talking to us today. But I have to ask you if you've got any pearls of wisdom to impart to anyone else struggling to find their feet when times are hard, as they often are.
I think taking opportunities is really important. But also transferable skills. Who'd have thought that the skills that you learn as a clown, which are predominantly humour, patience, resilience, focus, would be the same skills that you would use in the corporate world. And that's a lesson that I learnt, that actually those skills stay with you and you can use them in all walks of life and lots of different jobs in life as well.
Great stuff. Well, all power to your elbow. And I say thank you very much indeed for coming in and talk to us. And right now, here's a song from Blondie.
Escape.
Blondie there, and Good Boys. And that brings us the time to 1:34 and a half.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, let's have a look. Rochford, there's roadworks on Ashington Road, causing local delays in and around the Rochford area. And in Rayleigh, we have slow-moving traffic on the High Street northbound between the Rayleigh Weir interchange for the A127 and Crown Hill. And, of course, we've still got the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16. That's for Ingatestone and Gallywood for resurfacing work. And just note that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on a three-mile hill, the A414, but you have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. And north of Billericay, there's a closure affecting Mount Nessing Road at Old Church Lane. As far as public transport is concerned, I'm pleased to say I can't see any particular problems on C2C or Greater Anglia. But if you're heading in London Mound, note that there are severe delays affecting the London Overground, but it's between Shepherd's Bush and Clapham Junction, so it's it'll probably be all clear by the time you get there. And the Piccadilly line has minor delays on the entire line due to an earlier signal failure. And we'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past two, but at 1:35, almost 1:36, you are fully up to speed. And just a quick reminder that you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with a Monday's edition of the 1-2-3 show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping Radio Buzz alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey will be along on behalf of St Francis Hospice with Drive. At 4, Andy Gardner will be creeping in under the radar. And joining Andy all the way from Los Angeles is singer-songwriter Sophia Wolfs, who will actually be playing live in the studio. The Vixter will be encouraging you to turn it up at 8. And then from 10, Cameron Hughes will be occupying the chair in your house until the tomorrow, following which we have 7 hours of non-stop music on Destination Dawn.
Phoenix FM. I remember conversations. We were dancing up on tables, taking pictures when we had nowhere to post. You were laughing, I was crying. We were dancing, we were dying. Sometimes I don't know how we walked away. If I'm honest, what I liked were the things we didn't know. Every morning, every night, I'd be beating down your door just to tell you what I'm thinking, but you already know. Screw this, I don't wanna let it go. So can we pretend that I'm 22 today, dancing on the tables with you? Oh yeah. Can we pretend that we all that I really like your shoes? Hell yeah. Can we pretend? 'Cause honestly, reality, it bores me. Let's pretend. Oh, let's make believe. Can we? Can we pretend? Can we pretend? Remember what we wanted, what we never take for granted, how our daddy issues took us to LA. If I'm honest, what I miss is I know what to say, and the feeling of your lips, and it haunts me every day when you tell me what you're thinking, but I'd already know. Screw this, I don't wanna let it go. Oh, so can we pretend that I'm 22 today, dancing on the tables with? That we all end up okay. I just wanna forget with you. Oh yeah. Can we pretend that we won't like the way it is? Hell yeah. Can we pretend that we like these fake ass dudes? Oh yeah. Can we pretend? 'Cause honestly, reality, it bores me. Let's pretend. Oh, let's make believe. Can we? Can we pretend? To tell you what I'm thinking, but you'd already know. Screw this, I don't wanna let it go. So can we pretend that we won't fight the president? Can we pretend that you like my fake ass shoes? Oh yeah. Can we pretend? 'Cause honestly, reality, it bores me. Let's pretend. Oh, let's make believe. Can we? Can we pretend?
Pink and Cash Cash there, and Can We Pretend? And before that was Sam Smith, and I'm Not the Only One.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Well, it's a Monday, and what does that mean? It means it's the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night coming to the Essex Arms. 10 Wally Hill right here in Brentwood. Now, this is hosted by Kev Bickett. Between 8 and 10 p.m., all tracks are recorded, and the selection will be played on the Sunday session show every Sunday from 10 a.m. So if you're feeling like you're in good voice, get on down to the Essex Arms between 8 and 10 this evening for an absolutely fantastic time and the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night. You can get more information, of course, by taking a look at our webpage, phoenixfm.com, and just follow the links to local events, or better still, just heading on down to the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night at the Essex Arms between 8 and 10 p.m. this evening, and indeed every Monday evening.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
Up on Monday morning, wishing it was Saturday. Kids screaming out, no warning. So be a distant memory. I can hear the future calling. Let it wait. 'Cause you know that we got time to get ourselves together. We got time for us. So maybe let's waste our time like we'll be young forever. Stay forever young. Just yesterday, living a lucid dream. Those years just fall away. One day we'll be 33 before we're old and gray. Let's still be 17 like yesterday. Let's stay younger together. Let's stay younger together. Let's stay younger together. Let's stay younger together.
Even when we grow, I love you better than today. One day we'll be dancing slowly, but for now I'll make it real. I can see the future calling, let it wait. 'Cause you know that we got time to get ourselves together. We got time for us. So maybe let's waste our time like we'll be young forever. Stay forever young. When we were 17, feels like just yesterday. Living a lucid dream, those years just fall away. One day we'll be 33 before we're old and gray. Let's still be 17 like yesterday. Let's stay young. Let's stay under together. Let's stay under together. Let's stay under together. Let's stay under together.
Jonas Blue and Harvey there wanting us to stay younger. I'll drink to that. But going at the other end of the extreme now, it's Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. And to help us on the way is the Killers.
Oh!
Entering into the spirit of things, that's the Killers. And to take us to the news time at 2 is Nathaniel Borden.
You're the only one who sees, puts my mind at ease. You're the only one who knows, points me back home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.